Quebec 4, Zulu, Quebec Delta, radio check, please. Quebec 4, Zulu, Quebec Delta, radio check.
Zulu, Quebec Delta, W4DJW, sounds good here in Greer.
To the repeater, sir. What, Dave?
It was. We doubled, Patrick. Yeah, it sounds good in Greer.
You just got my tech license probably about a couple weeks ago. I'm messing around trying to get a good SWR on this little antenna on a mobile unit, something I put in my truck. I'm just not having real good results on some of the channels, and then some of the other ones, just like 2.5, and then some of them, like the one I'm on now, is a 1.4. Is there any trick to this, or you just got to keep working with it?
Set up, you want me to?
I'll tell them what I know, and then you can follow in behind me. You've got more experience than I do, I'm sure. This is KO4HKX. Your SWR is going to be different throughout the band, and the closer to 1.1 you are is where your antenna is resident. So as long as you're not over 2, you should be good to transmit.
So that a little bit, let me see if I got it. Yeah, like Patrick said, if you have an SWR meter and you check it at a specific frequency on the band, you can change the design, the length of your antenna, usually the length. Sometimes it's a stub, but most of the time it's the length. And you can get it dialed in for a specific frequency. But depending on the design, as you tune for one, you detune for another area of the same band. So it's best to get a full picture of what it looks like for 2 meters. And there are SWR meters that will scan the whole band and give you a graph from the bottom of the band to the top of the band. And it will show you, as you make changes to it, where you're affecting it. And you may or may not like, right? You may or may not want one place to be perfect at the expense of another place being absolutely horrible. So you'll have to make a compromise depending, again, on the design of the antenna. You have to make a compromise when you adjust it so that very, very few antennas are flat all the way across the band. What I mean by flat means you get a 1.1:1 ratio from the bottom of the band to the top of the band. That's like a freestanding dipole in space. And very, very few antennas are like that. That's why step IRs adjust themselves to the frequency that you want. They have internal adjusters that adjust themselves. So don't expect perfection at one specific location. And understand, if you do go for perfection in one location, it's at the compromise of another frequency in the same band at a different location. W4DJW. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, I copy that. So pretty much it's pick and choose what frequency you want to listen to. I'm just experimenting with this thing. I had one, a base antenna that I had put in my home, and it was pre-tuned, and it was kind of doing the same thing, and I was like, well, I can't cut on that antenna because it was pre-tuned, but this one out in my truck, I took about a millimeter off of it, and, you know, like, right now, I'm like a 1.4 SWR, but I could flip it up to another station, it'd be 2.5. So is that pretty common, that wide of a spread between SWRs?
To answer that, let comment go, yes, it is. The graph that you can get can be a wave, and that wave has portions of the wave that will be vertical. So a fraction of a frequency up higher, and if it's on a vertical part of the wave that crosses from the bottom of the band to the top of the band, if you hit a vertical portion of that, just a few tenths of a degree of change will spike it out of tolerance. So, yeah, that's pretty normal. Go ahead, comment.
One thing I've also noticed is sometimes it's relevant to the amount of power I'm putting out of the radio. If I go from 5 watts watts to 10 watts to 25, 50 watts. If I hit it with 50 watts sometimes, if the standing wave, if you don't like a 1.5 or get up near a 2, I go hitting it with 50 watts, and then it, you know, the radio will fall back and quit transmitting. So I've noticed that happening sometimes. Anyway, that was just something I was going to add there. Y'all go ahead. KF4NXY, David.
Tap out real quick and let you pick it up from there. I got to make a trip in Ingalls, and if you guys are still talking, I'll join back when I get out. W4DJW.
Did that answer your question, sir?
Quebec Delta, I'm clear.
Talk to you today, and welcome to the hobby, KO4HKX. And how you been, Dave? Hadn't heard you in a while.
Been recovering from some major surgery. Haven't been talking much, but and the other fellow, definitely welcome to the hobby, and I think I heard a double in there for a minute, so I'm going to back out and let y'all carry on. KF4NXY.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear your back surgery went well. You're doing better. So look forward to talking to you maybe of a morning next week, because I'll start back my normal schedule. So good to hear you. KO4HKX, and the news station there again. Welcome to the hobby. And step 3, KO4HKX, clear.